I'm Simon Rees-Phillips. I'm volunteer on the Sea Empress project. It's the 19th of November, and I'm with Marion Hutton overlooking Carmarthen Bay in from her house here. And we're just going to talk about her recollections of the events of that time. First of all, Marion, thank you for agreeing to do this. Can I just start by just asking, just to introduce yourself, really, a little bit about yourself?
Yes, certainly. I'm Marion Hutton, and I live in Lexden Terrace, overlooking Castle Beach.
That's fine, yes. And we're going to look back now to the time of the Sea Empress, Marion. And you were here, you lived in this house at that time, I think. So what was your first, the first events of that day, really, and your awareness of the Sea Empress?
Well, actually, I was away that day, and I returned to Tenby the next day, and of course I knew the news and smelt the smell, and it was quite awful. A friend had been staying in my house, and she had woken and smelt what she thought was an electrical fire. She knew how they did smell because she'd lived next door to one, and she thought she must have left something on in the house, and she recalls running round the house trying to find the source of this awful smell, which of course later became obvious.
You were away, so how did the news filter through to you? I mean, presumably it was a phone call or
I think phone call, television, many sources. Certainly, I was very aware, and so were my family whom I was visiting.
How far away were you? I mean, were you a few hours away from Tenby at the time, or were you, some distance away or close?
London, which is 5 hours by train.
So obviously having a sort of a geographical distance between you and the events, did that kind of give you did you imagine what was going on? Did you have lots of sort of images in your head or something, perhaps, about it? Or?
I knew it was horrific, but I suppose I'd seen images on television.
So when you got back to Tenby, do you think the reality of it was perhaps less than you thought, or even worse than you?
I think it was even worse. One couldn't really have imagined it. Fully, the extent of it. And I suppose by the time I got back, there was even more oil than there had been, and more damage.
You obviously live right in the middle of town, on the harbour, really, or a minute's walk from the harbour. So you were right in the very thick of it, I suppose,
yes.
Throughout. I mean, can you just tell us a little bit about your recollections of those days?
I just felt it was like living on the forecourt of a petrol station. And it just didn't end for weeks. It was horrible.
What about all the activity and so on? Because you must have been endless sort of vehicles.
Yes.
And they inevitably dragged oil through the streets and so
yes.
on like that. So
the noise was incessant, but they were obviously doing a grand job that needed doing. So one just had to put up with things. There was no choice in any matter, really. I remember I had one dog left, but people invited me out to take the dog for a walk in the fresh air, and that was a very kind thing to do. I still remember those people.
The being so close to where it happened, was there any sort of temptation to get away at all at any point? Because we're sat here looking over this wonderful view, and to have you had no escape from it in a sense, really. I mean,
I don't think I was tempted to want to go away. We all have to get on with life, don't we?
What were the emotions? Was it anger, or was it perhaps sadness, or a range of emotions, perhaps?
It was a range of emotions. The year before, at the end of 1994, in the same week, my husband and my mother had died, and a month later one of my dogs died, and I was feeling really very, very hollow and empty. And I used to walk round Castle Hill happily with the dogs, and I still walked round the hill with my one dog. And when I was feeling sorry for myself, this was the year before the Sea Empress, I'd had a sort of reality check, and I thought, I am very lucky, really. I'm walking in this beautiful place overlooking Caldy Island, and no one can take this away from me. And a year later, it had been taken away. I mean, not just from me, from all of us.
That's a very powerful sort of testimony, really, I suppose. And so this landscape we're looking over had an emotional, you know, I think we all think about anybody living in Tenby or Pembrokeshire has an emotional connection to the landscapes. But like I said, they do provide sort of solace and happiness, I suppose, don't they? So it was almost like that was taken away from you, you know, on top of all the real, you know, human side of things as well. Yeah.
Yes, I was trying to put things in perspective by enjoying it, and suddenly that had gone too.
Yeah, it's very powerful. When the cleanup happened, and we'll talk a little bit about people's involvement in that in a minute. But I'm just interested on that, given what you were just saying. When things cleaned up and you could see it, at least visibly. I mean, obviously there were lingering effects, but the visible appearance of the landscape around you was improving. Did that kind of bring back those feelings? Did it restore your kind of that kind of solace and happiness a bit, perhaps?
Oh yes, it did. Eventually, yes. I remember all the people who wanted to get involved and help, and a group of women trying to clean the crevices of the rocks with toothbrushes. I'm afraid I didn't join in, but so many people were so deeply affected.
It's a really interesting. I'd love to see a photograph of that, actually. I mean, it would be an amazing image to see that. Yeah. With what happened, do you think it heightened your appreciation, you know, appreciation for what's around, you know, what we look out on here and so on? Did it make it even more precious, or did it change your views on anything perhaps, or did it make you think to the environment, you know, and did it heighten those sort of, those kind of sentiments, really, I suppose?
I don't think so. I think I always fully appreciated the beauty of this area and other areas, of course.
And you know, obviously we're 20 years on from that now. You know, are those memories still that time still very strong? I mean, does it feel 20 years, or does it feel like, could it be, some people said it feels like yesterday in some ways, you know, I think.
Or, no, it does feel 20 years, and I feel 20 years older.
Yeah, I think we all do. Yeah. I mean, we're staring out now on a Saturday morning, and it's beautiful. It's beautiful to look at. Do those memories come back regularly? Then do you see those images in your head about it, or is it reasonably sort of compartmentalized or whatever now?
Yes, I have. I don't think of it very often, but when I heard of your project, it brought back the very specific memories of the beauty of the area comforting me during bereavement. And then suddenly the beauty had gone, and one wouldn't have imagined that it could go, that it was so vulnerable.
Did it really happen? I mean, I remember thinking, and other people have said similarly, that's it. you know, somebody that, not being an expert on this, these matters really, I'm interested in environment and wildlife and so on, but you know, you can't recover. It seemed terminal to me and final somehow. Was that something you felt, or did you think somebody would be more practical, right, we've got to get this sorted, or you know what?
I knew I couldn't do anything, but I just had to have faith that mm. others could. Unfortunately, they did. Mm. So mm. we are indeed blessed again.
Mm. That's good to know. I even spoke to an expert. I can't remember which one it was now, but he knew about these things, and he said, he looked at it and said, you know, how'd you get over this? You know, but it's amazing really how things can. I suppose it's a testament to nature, I suppose, and the power of resilience of nature, I suppose, really, in a way, isn't it? That, you know, you can get past and even things like that. Although obviously there were terrible but wildlife losses and so on.
Yes.
Yeah.
I do remember the seabirds coming up on Castle Hill because they had nowhere else to go.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Did you see any oil ones then, or were they?
I think I did, but I saw so many photos I can't remember now if I actually saw them or saw the photographs.
I think that probably just about covers it, Marion, actually. Is there anything else you feel you want to add to that?
Thank you.
Yeah, we mentioned bee, didn't we?
Yes.
We were good. Yeah, okay. Well, that's great. I mean, thanks for that. That's wonderful.
Thank you.
Lovely.